today's message is our first reading of the day, Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to all who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. John paints a beautiful picture here in that passage. An angel is declaring God's word. He is declaring the word to everyone, every person, every tribe, every nation is hearing God's word. That's a beautiful thing. That message is so important. The time of God's judgment is at hand. That message is important. And today's judgment that we're looking at is how we celebrate God. Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. As Lutheran Christians, we have a lot to celebrate today. It's Reformation Sunday. The Sunday we celebrate Luther starting the process that brought the church back to the original faith. But does our worship bring glory to God? Or does it bring glory to ourselves? How do we do? Do we treat all people, no matter how they look or speak or act, the same? One thing I know for sure, we're not perfect. But then no one is. That's how I can know that. And here's the good news. God's gospel message is the same for everyone, no matter their skin tone, hair color, body shape, or any other characteristic people are judged by. The eternal gospel points to giving the same message to and for all people, all tribes, all languages, and all nations in all times. In John's gospel, he reports something Jesus said to the people as he was teaching. It came at a point when the scribes and the Pharisees were attacking him. "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." And guys, I've got some bad news for you. We all practice sin. That's why our minds need transformation. The whole purpose of this sermon series that we've been going through these past 6 weeks has been to raise awareness of how people tend to treat people of different skin color differently. Yes, there is prejudice in this world, and that's sin. As I'm sure you all realize, God doesn't discriminate against skin color. He created the tones in our skin. He celebrates the fact that we all look different. So, how do we tell the eternal gospel? Just one word. That's what I want you to take from today's message. Just one word. Yeah, we're going to attach another word to that phrase, but for a moment, hold on to that simple little phrase. Just one word. First word we're going to use is holy. The first word is holy. The scene in heaven, God, the Lamb on the throne, the 144,000 all believers who are sealed to Christ are there. And it's not a literal 144,000. It's a figurative number to represent all believers of all times. They're singing a new song, one only believers know. The only way to know the song is to know the writer of the song. They are holy. They are as God created them to be, holy. They're worshiping our God who is holy. They are showing all reverence and respect to the God who created them. One little word, glory. Our second word is glory. They are living the lives that God created them to live. Glory. They give God the glory in their lives. They live the lives they were meant to live. They give God the glory. They take none for themselves. They show it in the way they treat God and the way they treat one another. They give the first fruits of themselves to God. Paul wrote to the people of Corinth, which, by the way, was a very diverse community back in those days, here it is. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have the light shining in the darkness, and knowledge of the glory of God is ours to share. John wrote in his gospel message, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." The eternal gospel of Jesus and the eternal gospel of the first angel are the same. And both gospel messages are just as true today and into eternity as they were 2,000 years ago. Let me ask a couple of simple questions. Do you love God? Yes? No? Okay. Second question. Does God love you? Yeah. Okay, good. Remember when, before I ask that question, do you love all people? Remember back when Peter was asked a couple of simple questions by Jesus? Peter, do you love me? What did Peter say? He said, yes. How did Jesus respond? Anybody remember? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Yep. That's all sheep, right? Doesn't matter who they are, all sheep belong to Jesus. And we know that the author of Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So nothing's changed. He still means we should feed all of His sheep. Now comes the hard part. We struggle with the phrase, Black Lives Matter. I have myself. But I've learned something. I have to look at it from two different perspectives. The organization and the concept. I'm talking here about the concept, not the organization. We struggle because we see a lot of negatives on the news. I'm not excusing violence. I'm not excusing arson. I'm certainly not excusing murder. And I'm definitely not excusing racism. By the way, that is a term I really don't like because we're not different races. We're all one race, human. But we have a problem that needs to be resolved. An entire segment of our society feels like the rest of society has left them behind. And they've wandered off. They've become disconnected from us. They've become disconnected from our nation. And they've become disconnected from the God of all. And as Lutheran Christians, we have a responsibility to reach out, just as Jesus did. Remember the parable of the lost sheep? Jesus left the other 99 sheep because at that moment, the one missing was infinitely more important than the 99 that were sitting there. That one life mattered to Jesus. And the lives and the eternity of those who have wandered off from God should matter to us. One life matters. The other 99 didn't fight or get upset about Jesus going off to find the one. But when we get upset about the phrase Black Lives Matter, we are the sheep getting upset about Jesus going to find the missing one. When we treat people differently for any reason, we're not treating people equally. When we look down on a group of people of any kind, brown skin, white skin, mentally ill, disabled, female, gay, or any other subgroup you care to define, we're not treating people equally. And we're not loving our neighbors as ourselves. And when we're not loving our neighbors as ourselves, we're not loving God fully. And when we don't do that, our message about God's glory is not clear. It gets confused. God's glory is shown for all to see, not just the ones we might prefer to have see it. Another thing I've learned over the years, it doesn't matter whether you're a racist or not. To the group that's experiencing discrimination, all people of the discriminating group are seen equally by them. Is that fair? No. But it's reality. So do we then reject the already alienated group because they reject us? No. At least I certainly hope not. If you do that, then you're just proving their prejudice right. We need to step up and demonstrate to the group of being discriminated against that we love them and that God loves them. How do we do that? By loving them, by reflecting Christ to them, shining His light on them. Even in their anger and their hate, we show them that God loves them. As Lutheran Christians, that's our calling. We are called to reach out to the least of these. And let's never forget that we also are the least of these. And the glory of God is complete in us only when we shine it on all of His people. Remember, we started off with just one word. Does anybody remember what words we associated with that phrase? Pardon? Holy and glory. The devil uses words too. Let's talk about a couple he uses for just a minute. The first word is black. It's a word he uses to divide us. I might imagine in some black communities he uses white. But there's another one, another word that he uses in all of the communities, fear. There are lots of other words that the devil could use too for that first word. Addict, hooker, prisoner. And the devil is going to use that same second word with all of those other first possibilities. And it's all an attempt to divide us. Let's show him that he can't do that. Because we know God's word. Again, John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is God's Word. We know Him, and because we know Him, we know the Father. There's another word for us too there, and that word is grace. Grace is the word. God's grace is a gift to us, and it's a gift for all of His children. We are so blessed to be saved by grace through the gift of faith. Share that gift with all of the least of these. Share God's grace. Show His glory. Why? Because He is holy. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all. Amen. I invite you to rise.